So, pretty auspicious start for your film.
Oh, it's just great. I mean, it's to do, you know, we'll do $1 million the first week, which is...
Like tomorrow, right?
Yeah, tomorrow. Which is great. And I think, I mean, I was looking on the research, and that's for a foreign language film that opened on 30 screens or lower, it's the fastest, that's the fastest to $1 million. So it's great. More than, and including Crouching Tiger. So, I yeah, it's pretty good.
So, I mean, my thought was that, because it's an artier, quieter, you know, richer film than, not to put down Crouching Tiger, but it was a great action film. Fantastic. So, what's going on here?
I think we're getting, I mean, we're getting the Guillermo fans. I really think we're getting, like, the fanboys and the hellboys. And that even though the film is, in a way, paced and artier, it delivers on for his fans. And I think so it's nice. It's delivering, I think, to a real mainstream kind of fanboy or genre audience. Mm-hmm. But it's delivering emotionally, I think, on the sort of review-driven older audience. And women are responding really well. I mean, on the exit polls, they were kind of all the same. Above 25, under 25, male, female. They were all, you know, in the 90s over, you know, well over norm. But they were, you know, it was good to see, like, even with the violence and the intensity that women, you know, liked it equally well. Yeah. And it was just great that we got, I think, the younger male audience initially. And I was hoping they'd come eventually. They were there in line. Like, the Empire, we were on, in Times Square, we were number one every night. And, you know, that's a very mainstream, you know, Times Square theater, which is great. Or the Block in Orange County. So it's really, it's great. It's exciting. It's kind of everything we hope for. And, you know, and the reaction, I mean, I think the reaction is good. It's great, as a matter of fact.
It's so intriguing for me that the movie, and Guillermo does not specifically say that the fantasy elements are actually happening. Right. It's right in the middle,
right.
Which is really quite satisfying.
It is. No, I'm so, yeah, I love that about it. That, because that's what makes it, you know, beautifully bittersweet ending. I mean, that you can, you know, it's in the middle. You can believe what you want,
right.
You know.
Right.
And I love that. But he doesn't, you know, he didn't cop out, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I also love the fact that he is solidly in his... You know, in the sort of Comic-Con comic, but I mean, he can straddle a lot of worlds, but he's not ignoring any of them.
Mm-hmm. You know? Right. The Spanish actor, I'm blanking on.
Sergi. Yeah.
Great, one of the great villains.
Oh,
he's fantastic.
Yeah, no, his look is just, he looks great. You know, like he's standing there with the glasses in front of the train wreck and stuff. I mean, he looks like a sort of classic villain in a big Hollywood movie, you know, like, and yeah, he is just amazing. I think he's going to be discovered. I'm not sure if he, I mean, I think he needs to learn English to do the Hollywood film, but
he doesn't speak English at all.
I'm poco, you know,
yeah.
but you know, he's got it. And I think Ivana is a great discovery and present. And the cast is amazing. Obviously, Maribel playing really nicely against what you have seen her before in Itu Mama, and yeah, Ivana's fantastic.
And I was saying to Guillermo on the phone we did that, to me, the reason I want to see it again, because I'm so in love with the lights in the forest, the way he got the shot. It reminds me of Miller's Crossing.
Yeah.
Those
great scenes from the ground, looking up at the trees. And
yeah.
Stuff. Yeah. Now, I love that when he does when he's in the forest and the horses, and he'll pan into a tree and then go into the frog thing. And almost, I don't even know how he does it, the seamless effect of going from one to the other with emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And those forest scenes and the horses are really beautifully done, big action scenes, which I love. I love the scope of that with the sort of intimate, you know, effect stuff.
Now, you're going to be on how many screens by next, not this Friday, but the following?
This Friday we add, and really in L.A. only, we're adding 30 screens in L.A., so we're really going wide in Los Angeles, which, you know, I think we have definitely unique release patterns. The following Friday, the 12th, we'll be at about 100 screens, and then on the 19th, probably between 500 and 600, I haven't decided yet. So we'll be fairly wide on the 19th.
And keep yourself going as long as possible until the nominations come out on the 23rd, and how many times has it won Best Foreign Film from the foreign language film from the critics so far?
Well, I think it's been about six or seven of the, you know, I think it's been about six or seven of the critics groups on the foreign language films.
Six
and
seven.
Yeah, and it's got, you know, it's gotten some great awards. Both Ivana's got some awards, Guillermo Navarro has got some awards, and I think it's interesting because I think this film, and I think along with Cuarón's film too, the sort of relationship between director and DP has been great.
Sorry, I'm so sorry to interrupt. I have one quick question. Yeah. Did Guillermo say yes or no to you about the timing?
No.
No, he didn't say anything.
No, he didn't say anything. And then we had to get up. But, okay. Yeah.
Do you have a sign of a book or something?
Well, we were trying to get him to go to the theater and do some stuff. And
which I think he's going to do.
And he's been on skiing.
Right.
But we had Doug Jones last week because we put the tree. We had built this tree for Comic-Con. It's in the lobby of the Arc Light. Which is
the tree.
Yeah, the tree.
We literally have the whole tree in the arc light.
Like, it's like 20 by 16. And we did with Doug Jones a signing last week, the night before, you know, selling sort of early tickets. For 3.5 hours he signed. And they, you know, we sold out every show. So Guillermo said that he wants to do it, so I'm just trying to.
But you're going to try and do Westlake too.
Friday night,
okay.
We'll do Westlake, which is where he lives.
I'll get him back in a second.
Because Russell keeps saying, call him.
Yeah.
And his mailbox is always full.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm sure he'll do it, but I want to get
him
asked.
Okay.
Alright. Yeah. See you guys later. Bye. Enjoy the movie tonight.
See you.
Okay, thank you. I so loved Guillermo on Charlie Rose.
Oh.
Great. That was great.
He's very eloquent. You know, and he couldn't, probably on Charlie Rose, he can't do the full on Guillermo, because it's, you know, you'd have to censor it, but he's so great. He's so kind of wonderfully profane.
I just realized that you get to listen to the carols every time they play all day long.
It's a nightmare. Like, this, like after a while, like the sax, you know, explosions and stuff. And this, because this is a landmark building, and you can't do anything to the windows. I mean, so it's cold, and we hear explosions.
Yeah.
But this is not as bad as St. Patrick's Day Parade, where you have bagpipes about 6 hours.
Uh-huh.
Just blaring bagpipes. But and outside, like this, I mean, it's calmed down today, but even after Christmas and before, the crowds out here, it's unbelievable. It's kind of fun for a while, but nightmare.
I was kind of surprised. I thought, you know, what is it, January 3rd?
Yeah. I know.
Move on. You know.
I know, not yet.
The tourists like it, I guess.
The tourists are still here until this weekend.
Well, I hope it really.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for coming.
You know, happens.
Thanks for the
Oscars.
Show today. Oh, it'd be great. It'd be really good. I mean, I feel like it's got.
I'm saying this, but it makes it sound, oh, we need the Oscar to help. But you guys were saying it's really on its own. It doesn't.
Yeah,
really
it'd be. I think it'd be great for Guillermo. You know, but the film itself, I think. And I always believe this, that it wasn't so much the award. I mean, it'd be great to get, but it's found an audience. It's found its audience.
What I say about Guillermo is that he's a real romantic, and the one thing I really, really liked about Hellboy is that it ends with a beautiful kiss at the end.
He's great. He's so loyal to, he and Ron Perlman, you know, he loves Ron. He's going to make, you know, wants to do another one with Ron, you know, he'll do it.
A third one, you mean?
No, but I mean this one, he just had to do it, I think. He's great. He's great. It was fun. It's been great to get to know him and go through. He's really a good guy.